Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Mother Jenkins. And honey, it's been a minute since I heard that y'all probably heard from me. We took a little hiatus on the Joyous Word just to do some updating and upgrading because you know God is ever changing. Now, he doesn't change, but he's a God of change. So you got to keep updated and moving with the Lord. So we have done some redecorating, if you will, and some changes to the hopefully new improved Joyous Word. But honey, I'm so excited tonight. Y'all know Mother gets excited about stuff real easy, but it's always excitable and about excitable people. And I'm excited tonight about my guest. Honey, my guest, he's a gospel artist, a songwriter, and both a Stellar and Soul Train Award nominee. Help me welcome my guest to the show, Minister Carnell Merrill. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I hope you know Mother can butcher some folks' names. I hope I got it right. Did I say your name right?
Well, you know, you almost had it as Merrill.
Merrill, I knew I was going to. I'm going to get it. I'm going to have it right the next time. Thank you, Mr. Merrill. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm so excited about you being on this program. First of all, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so fine, woman of God. I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, I was reading your bio, and honey, it just reads like a wonderful textbook of the accomplishments and the accolades and the wonderful doors that have opened because of your gift that made room for you. I'm just excited about it. And just to, you know, not to delay much longer, the first hit on the scene when I first read was in Dallas in 1991. Tell us a little bit about you hitting the scene in Dallas in 1991.
Well, I'm from Dallas, born and raised, and my entire family is there in Dallas. And they put together a group in Dallas called the DFW Mass Choir. And me and Kirk Franklin was the director, and I was the MD.
Wow.
And we recorded three records straight with DFW. The first record was Joy Unspeakable, Full of Glory, which was my track. The second record was with Kirk Franklin, Another Chance. And it went, well, God, we were very successful with them. We had three in the top 10 records, you know, in that time. In 92, that was pretty big, especially for Dallas, because we had never had nothing like that out there.
Wow.
And Reverend Milton Bigham came to Dallas with Savoy Records, and he signed DFW, and they recorded through Reverend Milton Bigham at Savoy. And then from Dallas, Texas, me and Kirk Franklin went over to Trinity Temple Full Gospel Church, and we recorded them. They won Tie Scott. And so it went from there. Our careers just built. Kirk started the family, and I started the group Carnell Merrill & Company. And we just expanded and just did so much. And Edwin Hawkins came to Dallas, and they were recording Steve Martin's movie. What's the name of it?
The Jerk?
Steve Martin's movie, Leap of Faith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we did that, And so Dallas, we just been busy doing this and doing that, and just God has just been good, and so I left Dallas in '98 and came to Detroit, and since I've been out here, I've produced Run the Clock Cole and Dave Hollister, Byron Cage, and oh God, Mississippi Mass. I've done so many people. But God has been so good. And so I finally decided last year in November, I had begun to get sick in 09. And so from 09 to 2014, it was one thing after another. I was battling with this, battling with that. You know, if it wasn't heart trouble, I had a stroke in 2013. It was just one thing after another. But it wasn't about the interview because I knew I was healed already.
Come on now.
And God told me in 2014, he told me in November, he said, this is it. It's time. I said, God, it's time for what? He said, it's time for you to release another CD.
Ooh.
I said, God, I don't have no music. He told me, he said, go to your catalog.
Ooh.
I said, God, I went to my catalog. See, I found a whole record in my catalog. I was like, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. And so all this music that I'm getting ready to release, even the song that you get ready to play, I recorded that in 09, 2010.
My God.
That stuff was pretty recorded. But what I did, I put it up. I put it in a safe place. And I didn't pull it out until God told me to get it out. And when I got out, you can hear now it's blessing the country. You know, I'm like, oh, Lord,
wow.
Thank you.
It's just exciting because the fact that, you know, it was saved for such a time as this. And when God gives you a mandate, it doesn't have an expiration date.
Right. Yeah. God told me, he said, everything you do is timeless. It has no time on it.
Jesus.
He said, whenever you release it, it's going to work. Hallelujah. I just begin to bless God. I said, God, thank you. I said, God, thank you. Because I had forgotten about it. But the word of God reminded me, he said, the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance.
Woo, don't even say that. You got me excited
and
over
so
here.
I had forgotten about it, T. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I said, what can I use? He said, go to your catalog.
Jesus.
Go to your catalog and get those hits.
Mm-mm-mm.
I said, God, thank you. And so I just went in and got me hits and just kind of improved them a little bit, but that's what you got.
My God. And, I mean, it is so anointed. And it's amazing because, you know, even with our everyday work that we do, not that we are working for salvation, but we our ministries, our work that we do for the kingdom, all of that is added to our heavenly account. So there's times
right.
when you can draw stuff from your account that you done forgot about.
I'm telling you, when God told me to go to my catalog, I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to go get? I forgot that I put these songs up. I had forgotten all about it. And God said, go to your catalog. And I went in there and pulled out my whole record. I said, thank you, God. And so I've been blessing God. And because God, he's a God of time.
Yes.
And when you do, when God say do it, he blesses.
Ooh, honey. He's
and
of
so
time
I,
and
I,
on
I,
time.
I thank God, Mother. I thank him. Thank
I'm
you.
Telling you, you got me so excited over here. I'm in a studio. I'm trying to keep from jumping up, running, and dropping the whole headset. And you be talking, and I ain't hearing nothing because I done ran off somewhere. That's how excited you done got me telling me about this.
Oh, Lord, thank you. God is so good. I mean, I tell you right now, God is so good. I got my hand lifted up, and I'm blessing him because
yes.
he's a good God. And even when the doctors didn't know what was going on with me when I got sick in 09, I began to get sick with a stomach infection. In 2010, I came back and I had a light heart attack. In 2013, I had a stroke August the 20th.
Jesus.
And then God delivered me in 2014, in April last year, I had surgery on my right leg because I lost all the blood flow, you know, going to my bottom. They will amputate my foot and my leg. And God told me when I got in the car, he said, get a second opinion. I went and got a second opinion, and the doctor I got the second opinion from fixed my leg.
Wow.
And, you know, so I've been healed ever since.
Come
and
on,
I bless God for every episode I've been through and everything I've gone through. I bless him.
My God.
I bless him.
And you know, I tell people a lot of times we don't think about it when, you know, when we say, you know, why would God allow this to happen to me? And
right.
sometimes, you know, when you really consider it, sometimes God allowed that to happen because he knew he could trust you with it.
Right,
he
right.
knew that he could trust you to go through that and that you wouldn't leave him or that it would not be detrimental to you in your salvation and your walk with him. So he don't even trust everybody to take them through such a thing. And that it's
you
a plan.
I'm telling you, you're right, girl. You are so right.
And it's not that it's always pleasant, but, honey, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Sacrifice, yes, it is. And I, you know what? I never questioned God, and I never asked God, why did he take me through this?
Wow.
I never asked him. I just say, God, thank you. For whatever reason you're doing this, thank you. For whatever, so God, if you're making me all over, and if you're making me into the man you designed for me to be, and let me tell you something, girl, God is prophetic. This thing is kicked in, and God is showing me purpose and showing me my way, and I just love God, and I bless him for everything I've gone through. I have no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for everything because he taught me because he's getting ready to take me somewhere.
Mm.
And see, he had to get me ready for where I'm going.
Come
he had
on,
to get
man.
Me ready for it.
Mm, mm, mm.
And so I bless him for getting me ready and yet getting me ready.
Yes, my God. Yes.
That's why my first single was My Atmosphere.
Mm.
That's why it was My Atmosphere, because we had to create the space for God to do what he... If you look, did you get the picture? Did you see the
yes.
picture? If you look in the background, you see those hands behind me.
Oh, my God, yes.
If you look at the picture, you look in the background, you see some hands. That's God.
Wow.
And he's saying My Atmosphere.
Mm.
And what we fail to realize, God is not just in a church, but he's on your job. He's at the grocery store. He's at the movie theater. Wherever you go,
he's in your kitchen,
your
honey. He's where you at, because the presence of the Lord is in you.
He's in you, and so you ain't got to go to wait to go to church on your lunch break and go into a church and ask God. You can ask him right then,
baby,
and there.
You better know that you got the power, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in
Come
the world.
On.
That's what he said. He said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. So he's with you. He don't stay at church when you leave.
Right.
He comes in with you. Oh, honey, you done got me excited. See, these are the kind of interviews that I love, because it gets me so excited, you know. I can interview anybody. They can have a three verbal sentence, and I can still interview them. But it's just so much uplifting when you don't have to pull teeth to
right.
get this to this level of excitement. It's just wonderful.
Right.
And, you know, I was reading your bio, and you know, you're not a stranger to hard times. Reading your bio, you had polio as a child, and then you started game banging as a teen, and you dealt with your
yes,
parents' ma'am. Divorce and struggling with addiction. How were you able to get through and overcome all of these major struggles in your young life?
You know, I've always had, I don't know how and what it has been, I've just always been special to God, and I believe because God knows your heart.
Yes.
Because he's a heart God.
Mm.
God don't, it's not much about what you say. He don't care about what you say, but what he cares about is what's in your heart. I hear what you said. He said, listen, the word says, he says, with your lips you say you love me.
Mm.
But he said, but your heart is far from
him. Ooh, yes, he
knows
said.
When your heart, he knows when your heart is not with him. You can say with your lips all day, God, I love you. But if your heart is not there, God knows your heart is not there. But I've always been attached to God from my heart. And because of that, God has been keeping me safe. I've grew up, and I had polio until I was 16. God healed me of polio. I got addicted to drugs at 22 and 23. Well, no, early, actually early, 18 to 20,
mm.
18 to 20, and then God delivered me at 22. I got saved at 22. I got saved and had one foot in and one foot out. You know, I still was out there doing my thing. But I've learned as I've gone along, and Douglas Miller said it perfectly years ago, I've learned how to live holy.
Mm.
I've learned how to live right.
Wow.
I've learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. When I see Jesus, amen.
Mm.
But you had to, I had to learn everything. I learned how to live holy. I didn't just wake up one day and just become holy. I had to learn how to be holy. You have to learn. And you practice this thing daily as you go. You practice your walk with God.
Mm.
Every day you get up, you say, God, thank you for a new day, because every day is new.
That's
every day
true.
Is new. God gives us new mercies every day. We see something new every single day.
Wow.
And so I bless God for everything I've gone through. And I told the devil when I I said, now you're going to get me midway in my life and try to make me sick again. Uh-uh, it ain't going to work.
I know that's right. Because you knew who you were and you know who you belong to.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, I a lot of times he banks on us not knowing who we really are in the Word of God. You know, and I tell people all the time, he's an ignorant spirit because he even tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. He came up there trying to put fear on God, and you know, and even though he was God in the flesh, he still tried to tempt the Lord himself. So. Right. You know, he's going to come around, but, you know, people always say, and I say this a lot of times to Minister Morrell, I say, you know, people say, oh, the devil ain't got no power. I say, he do got power. He just ain't got no authority.
Right, right. That's it, girl.
He ain't got no authority, honey. You got authority over that spirit.
Right. He ain't got no authority.
So, and when he don't have no authority, then you take his power. That's what happens.
I'm just
amazed at the enthusiasm that you have for the Lord. Because sometimes, and that's why I say, you know, God can trust you with it. Because there have been some people who have gone through less and have walked away.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But God is calling for a new general right now. He's calling for new sergeants and new leaders in the body of Christ, and he's calling for those that's going to keep his word and that's going to maintain the integrity of who God is. You know, and because God is not a game, and he's not somebody that you can just play with. He's a serious guy.
Come on now.
And he'll let you get away with stuff for so long, but after a while, God will begin to expose you.
Mm.
And so God is calling new generals and new sergeants and new leaders into the body, and I believe me and you are one of them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you know, yes, we are.
So, yeah, we're one of them, and it's time to go on out here and take our kingdom. The Bible says, what did he say? He said, the kingdom of God suffers violence.
But the violent, take it by force.
The violent, take it by force.
Come on. Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
We done been through some violent stuff, and we done been through some heartaches and some tears, but it's time to go get it back now.
My God. You know,
hallelujah.
It's funny that you say that, you know, because I wasn't going to say nothing about myself tonight, but it's just funny that you brought that up because, you know, when I started doing Christian comedy back in the early 90s, it wasn't as popular. And a lot of people weren't, you know, people would ask me a lot of times, what is a Christian comedian? What is it? And I'm going to tell you, through this whole walk of doing this, I never tried to cross the line. I never tried to, you know, because some people, they'll do both. And I ain't talking about them, honey. That's what they do, and I commend them for it. And a lot of times, even as the church, you know, people feel like they have to be one way or the other. But for me, I never did any secular and then went back gospel. But I'm going to tell you, many times the enemy tried to tell me, if you'd have went secular, you'd have made it by now. You wouldn't be having to ask people. To do anything for you, because you would have already made it. But, honey, thank God I knew the Word of God and had the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I was able to cast down that thought and imagination and say, no, because I know that only what I do for God is going to last.
Yes.
So you know, it's wonderful. And I tell people all the time, don't get discouraged and don't despise the small beginning. Honey, find your niche and stick with it. You ain't got to flip or flop for nobody.
I'm telling you, girl. Well, I tell you what, God just showed me, when I go on the road, God just showed me who to have to open up my concert for me.
Glory.
We're going to talk about that.
Don't make me shout some more now. I'm trying to hold on to this headset. You're going about to make me drop this headset.
But, girl, you need to go and drop that headset. God know how to hook people up, don't he?
Ooh, he know how to do it, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. It's a wonderful thing. Ooh, I'm telling you. I get so excited. Again, reading about your bio and the distant past, you know, it says that you began your destined path on both Christ and the gospel music at a revival at a revival with Pastor Edwards Calloway at Lighthouse Church of God and Christ in Dallas, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that went, how that happened.
What happened is that I stumbled in this building one night. I left the club, and I was having a little tipsy, and I just had some drinks. And I stumbled in this building I thought was another nightclub because I heard some music. And when I went in there, they were having church. And I sat in the back of the church. I sat in the back, way in the back. There was about 1,000 people there. And when he got to his invitation, and when he got to the part where if anybody would come, let him come now, I was just sitting there. And he pointed way back in the back. He said, "That young man right there." He said, "Come in. God got
something."
Oh, my God. I got up, girl, and I went down there, and I stood up, and I didn't know much about Church of God in Christ. I didn't know that they lay hands on you.
Mm.
I didn't know none of that stuff, and so I was kind of fearful. But there was one man that came to me, and he said, "You know what? It don't matter where you are, what you've done in your life up to this point, and how many times you've done it." He said, "God told me to tell you that He loves you."
Wow.
And when he told me that, something broke on the inside, and my hands went up, and I began to bless God and just thank Him. And I began to give God glory and asking God to forgive me of everything I had done, because at that time I was going through with my parents, because my parents were divorcing when I was at 14 years old, and I was in the ninth grade. I had just gone to the ninth grade, and I was just at a place in my life. And God saved me. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
And when you were telling that story, I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in all of my live long born years, I have never, ever heard of somebody that heard music and thought they was going into a nightclub and walking
right.
to a revival or a church. I mean, that's the funniest thing. The Holy Spirit set you up, that the angels basically just guided you right on in there. If that wasn't the Holy Ghost set up, I don't know what was.
I'm telling you, and see what you know back then. You know, Church of God in Christ, they play that fast up tempo beat, and so you thinking, okay, somebody's jamming, somebody grooving over here.
Yeah.
I know what it was. And remember, I had been drinking too. I was.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of tipsy. And so when I got in there, I realized I was in a church. I said, "Oh, Lord, what am I going to do now?" And so I sat back in the back of the church, and that was history. That's it. That's how my life started with God.
Oh, my God. I don't think I have ever, ever in my life heard a testimony that was just more exciting to me. That is just as exciting. If that don't prove how God will set you up and call you, and in spite of where you are, and what you done and what you going through, there is no better testimony of that. I might have to use that sometime just to let people know in conversation. Let me tell you, I know somebody that stumbled into a revival and got saved. I mean, that's just amazing to me. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Because I read that, but it didn't have all the detail that you just explained. And that was exciting for me. You can't get a ride like that at King's Island, I'm telling you. Well, then, now you have written on award-nominated projects with Dorinda Cole Clark and Byron Cage and Dave Hollister on hits like What Would You Do? How do the lyrics and melodies of songs come to you?
You know what? I've been asked that question over and over, and all I can tell people is that it's God.
Yes.
God just impressed, and He gave me the artist to write for. He gave me every person that I've written songs for. God has given them to me to write for.
Mm.
And it was on Byron Cage. I wrote a song called Majesty. On Dorinda Clark Cole, Yesterday, and If I Were. Dave Hollister, What Do You Do? Kim Burrell, Watch Me. Oh, God, and you can go down the list. I mean, I've done several tunes, and I've never thought about what to write for them. I already knew what I wanted to write.
Wow.
And so it's just been a gift. It's just a gift that God has given me, from a child, you know, from day one, to be able to write and to be prophetically prayed up, and because you have to keep a prayer life, and you got to stay prayerful because you don't, when you can't put anything out here because whatever you put out there is out here. You can't take it back.
Yeah, because it's in the atmosphere. And yeah, once it's in the atmosphere, which is again one of the names of your song, is about the atmosphere. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so it's important because, you know, and I, you know, I don't want nobody to get mad at me, but I got to be honest. Now, I didn't really see the performance when it happened, but I did look it up on YouTube because that's what I do. I try to keep up with stuff because I'm in radio and entertainment. But I did see when Beyonce sang the that song.
Precious Lord.
Yes, thank you. And I'm, you know, I've been saying for years that, you know, there's a difference between a good singer and the anointing, an anointed singer.
Yeah.
The anointing is going to destroy yokes. A good singer is just going to make you clap your hands and feel good because you heard some good song or good music. Well, honey, it's having the best of both worlds. I told people a long time ago that as gospel got more popular, that the secular people are going to be coming over wanting to be a part of that also, but they might have the people that they can have there that might be able to open those kind of doors for them, but they won't have the anointing. And there's a difference because a true gospel singer is there to minister to your soul, to your spirit. So I thank God for the songs that you write, because when they come from God, you know that they aren't just released in the earth just to make people feel good. There's an anointing on them that will destroy the yoke.
When you get a chance tonight, when we're done here, I want you to go and look them up and just listen to the songs. They're going to bless you.
I'm excited. I'd be looking forward to doing that. I certainly will. Yes. You know, you have shared your gifts and talents with some of gospel's greatest, like Dallas-Fort Worth, Mass Choir, Kurt Franklin, Wyman Tisdale, Jackie Clark, Colson, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Ricky
Chisholm.
Ricky Dillard, Men of Standard, Georgia Mass Choir, Kim Burrell, Hezekiah Walker, Byron Cage, Dorinda Clark Cole, Walter Hawkins, and this is just to name a few. And again, it is obvious that your gift has made room for you. How are you able to do such great work for the kingdom of God and remain so humble?
You know what? I think that's why God has taken so long for me to make it. So, you know, when you look at Kirk Franklin, you see certain people. You look at them and you think, okay, they've made it. And you look at a guy like me who's done all of what I've done. For the most part, people don't know. They don't know me because they don't read credits and they don't read, you know, who I've written for. People don't study. But people that study music and that follow producers and follow writers, you know, they know. But normal people don't know that we've been just as busy as Kirk Franklin. You just don't see us.
Right.
You just haven't seen me, but I'm just as busy as Kirk. I'm just as busy as Kim Burrell. I'm just as busy as Yolanda Adams. I'm busy as Fred Hammond. But because they don't see us, we're not as popular. So now what God is getting ready to do, he's getting ready to show them, listen, not only have I used them to write and to produce tracks,
Jeez.
I'm going to show you that I blessed them to sing.
Coming to the forefront.
Yes, ma'am, coming to the forefront.
You know, that's exactly, from what I understand, how Luther Vandross started. He was a background singer for years. I can't remember with who for, But he was a background singer for years, and finally the person he was singing for, it was a female, I can't remember, very popular, told him, you need to be starting your own project. You need to come from the background to the forefront. And that's, you know, people came, you know, when he first started, everybody was thinking, oh, my God, well, this man just came out of nowhere. He didn't come out of nowhere. He'd always been there. And that's what you said. You know, people don't read credits and stuff.
Right, they don't read.
Yeah.
And so they wouldn't know who I was because they don't read credits. And now, because we have this cyber world and this online generation, now they read, now people are reading. And they go back and say, dude, I didn't realize you did this 20 years ago. I didn't realize you wrote for so-and-so 15, 10 years ago. That's because y'all didn't read.
Wow.
But God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. And I thank him, girl, that I thank God for being in my atmosphere.
Woo! Honey, and yeah. I thank God that he's in my atmosphere, but I'm also glad that he allowed you to share your atmosphere with us tonight. Because I'm telling you, it has been awesome. It has really been awesome. And tell us a little bit about, since we're talking about the atmosphere, before I bless our listeners to be able to hear what I've heard. Tell us a little bit about your single, My Atmosphere. I I've had the pleasure of being able to listen to it, and the anointing is just. To say it's anointed is an understatement, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit about, I mean, I know you told us that, you know, that was already there in 2009, but can you give us a little bit background?
You know what, when I wrote the song, what I was thinking of when I wrote it was God impressed upon me because I had been praying for God to do this and I've been praying for God to do that. God told me, he said, why are you waiting on me? And I said, but God, because I'm calling you, he said, you don't have to wait on me. I'm already here.
Ooh.
He said, I'm in your atmosphere.
Ooh.
I said, oh, God. Ooh. I said, you're in my atmosphere already? He said, I'm with you already. Every day I'm with you.
Mm.
When you get in your car and go to the store, when you get in your car and you go down to the cleaners and you go to the movies and take your wife and take your family out, I'm with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
God told me, he said, so there's nowhere you can go that I'm not. So in other words, it teaches people how to be conscious and how to act right and how to do the right thing and be conscious of what they say and how they do, because they, as long as they know that God is in their atmosphere and God is around them, they're going to be careful with all that cussing and fussing and all the stuff that they normally do. They're going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because God is in he's in your atmosphere.
Ooh, you better.
He's with you everywhere you go. So you better be careful with what you say, how you act, how you treat people, what you do. You got to be careful with everything about you. You got to be careful.
And we are atmosphere changers.
Yes, ma'am.
We should be atmosphere changers. Yes, we should be. Oh, my God.
And when you hear the part that the section, I want to let your listening audience know, there is a section in that song when the key transposes, and they say, I can feel a breakthrough coming.
Woo.
I can hear the angels humming. That's when you know you're in God's presence, when you can hear the angels humming.
Ooh, my goodness. Then you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are in the presence of the Lord when you hear them angels. Oh, my God.
You know that. You know it.
you don't have to think about it. You ain't got to wonder about it. You know without a shadow of doubt. Like, those
come on in now.
Oh,
come
my God. I am so excited to my listening audience to play this wonderful new single of Minister Morrell, his new single, My Atmosphere. Sit back and enjoy.
I'm know the Lord
is walking with me.
I can feel Him.
He's in my presence.
Oh, yeah.
He's in my atmosphere.
I can hear the angels humming.
My. Yes, honey. He is in the atmosphere. I feel him. I don't know if y'all feel
yes,
him,
God.
But I feel him. I feel his presence in the atmosphere. Ooh, and honey, you help usher the presence on in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, I'm telling you. Your success, your success on projects have propelled you to become one of the first ever featured writers in a new, innovative Mac writer in song singing series. Can you please explain to us and the listeners what that means?
Vicky Mac, who was the founder of Gospel Circus Records, Vicky Mac discovered Kirk Franklin. When you think of Byron Cage and Kurt Carr and all those records, that was on Gospel Circus. Well, that was Vicky MacLatiai.
Wow.
And so what happened, her and her husband, they signed me to a deal in 2006. I did a sing-along series with them, a song with them called Your God Alone. I recorded that song with them in 08, and they released it to the world in about 2008, 2009. And if you go to YouTube, I'm telling all your listeners, go on YouTube and follow Carnell Morrell. You got my song Your God Alone on YouTube. You got all my stuff on YouTube. They can follow me. They can go to CDBaby, Amazon.com to get the single My Atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.com, CDBaby. I believe it's on iTunes. It's still early. We just put it out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And so it's still early. But we're still getting it out. Just look me up.
I'm telling you, I don't know who wouldn't want to. I'm telling you that I play that throughout my home.
Wow.
I play that song throughout my home because, again, it does. It just ushers you. The song and the title are so befitting.
Yes.
It does. It's an atmosphere changer. You might be upset with somebody, with your neighbor.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That filled up the garbage cans. Okay, I'm telling my story. But, you know, it's supposed to share and then take your garbage can and stuff. You might be a little upset with it. And sometimes you got to get into the atmosphere.
Right, you do. Put yourself in that presence and
get
in God's face. And this song here will usher you into God's presence.
Come on, won't it do it? Oh, Jesus. I just thank you for your obedience to God. Yeah, and you know, and I thank God that even when the minister that night called you forward and said that young man right there, you could have turned around and walked out the
door. Right.
But your obedience to God has really not only prepared a place for you, but it has prepared a place for us in our hearts and the blessings that we received through your gifts and talents. So, honey, I'm glad you got snatched. That's all I got to say.
I'm glad he snatched me.
I'm glad he snatched me. I heard you mention a wife and son. You know, I always like to give accolades to the spouses, honey, because they.
I've been married this year. This is my 20th anniversary.
Ooh!
I have two kids by my wife. My daughter is 18. She's going on 19 this year. She's a freshman in college. She's a biology major. She's going to be a doctor. And my son is a freshman in high school. He's in the band, and he plays the clarinet, and he's gifted, and he's following his dad's footsteps. And my beautiful wife is just my beautiful wife, and she's in the process of finishing her book. And so we got some stuff that we are getting ready to do real big over here in the Morrell household.
Well, honey, I just want to give a shout-out to all the Morrells. Thank y'all for who y'all are and what y'all do, because I know it's got to be special because of what I'm witnessing through this man of God right here. So I always want to give a shout out to the families that are behind those that minister and that I get a chance to be blessed with to interview and to have on the program. So thank you all for what you do as well. Now, I was also reading on December 3rd, after your mother transitioned to be with the Lord, you wrote a song called You Are God. Then in February of 2011, you released Because of You. Tell us a little bit about these songs.
That's amazing you asked me about these tracks.
Honey, that's what I do. I try to be amazing interviewer.
Well, my mother passed in 2006. She died. I talked to her on a Friday. She died. She died about maybe 2 days later.
Oh my God!
And I didn't know how to take it. I took it kind of hard. I kind of went.
Yes.
You know, because I just wasn't used to being without my mother, because my mother's always been with me all of my life. And so to be without my mother, and so I came back to Detroit, and I got up out of bed around 2 or 3 in the morning, and I heard You Are God Alone. And when you get a chance, go listen to it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, yes.
yes. And then in 2011, I had held so much depression in from my mother dying in 2006. Oh Lord, it made me sick. I was sick. I told you earlier, I was sick with one thing or another, you know, because I just couldn't handle my mother being gone. And I wrote the song Because of You. It's because of you, and when you hear the song, you'll understand what it says. And I was telling God it was because of Him. That's why I'm who I am today, because of it. In other words, I was trying to keep God at a devastating time in my life, and at one of the worst times in your life is when you lose a parent.
Oh my God! Yes.
And that's a hard time, you know, because you've never been there in your life. You've never been without a mother. My father, I've always had a mom.
Yes.
And so to be without my mother and to see my mother be put in the ground and to die, that was not easy for me.
Ooh,
you know?
Yes.
And so I took it. I carried the weight and the burden for so long, up until probably close to 2014. I carried that burden for about 7 years.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yes.
And so I was writing songs in the midst of me carrying the burdens. I was still writing. And still doing what I was doing, but I'm telling you, it was not an easy place.
Yes,
it was very difficult for me to go on and to move on within life, you know, not knowing that my mom is gone.
Wow.
You know, my mom, I ain't gonna never see her no more, and that was the lady that changed me and who took care of me when I was crippled.
Yeah. Oh.
And everything I had been through in my life as a child, my mother was always there, so I've never been without my mother.
Mm.
And so to look up and realize that my mom is dead and she's gone and she was not sick and she died in her sleep, you know, I was like, okay, God.
Oh, it was sudden. Mad. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, and I got mad at God because not only did he take my mom, he took my mom's baby sister.
Mm.
And her and my mother were close. But when my mother passed, the baby sister got sick. She didn't want to live no more because of my mother.
Oh.
So she died. And then we had my wife's mother pass, and we had my best friend Wayman Tisdale died.
Mm.
I said, Lord, why do you keep taking all these people? And God just began to tell me. He said, because I'm moving away the comfort zone. I'm moving all your comfort zones so you can trust me.
Oh my!
And so you can rely on me. I said, okay, God, okay, you got my attention.
Wow.
You got to tell me nothing else. You got my attention. Thank you.
You know, it's amazing that your story on this end was so close to what I heard Marvin Sapp say when he came to Cincinnati some years back for the I Hear Music in the Air. And
right.
his song was brand new then, Never Would Have Made It. And he said the reason he wrote that song is because two of the men that he admired the most passed away, which was his dad and within a month or so, his dad's brother, his uncle. And they were all close. I think his dad might have been his pastor, too, or something. But
he,
it's just so similar that he went through such a hard time, and that's where that song was birthed, Never Would Have Made It.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is really hard losing a parent, honey, because that's your first love.
Yeah.
Your mama, you know, I heard a story. So I read a story one day just on the internet. It just was very touching that because we were in God before he sent us to earth. And so, when he sent us to earth and we come in these earthly bodies, we're separated from God and we don't remember that we were with him in heaven. So he was getting ready to send this little soul down to earth, and the little soul said, "Well, I mean, you gonna send me down there?" He said, "I don't know nobody down there." He said, "Well, your angel will protect you." He said, "Well, what about the language? I don't know the language. I don't know how to speak." He said, "Your angel will teach you." He said, "Well, how would I feed myself?" He said, "Your angel will take care of you." He said, "Well, what is my angel's name?" He said, "You'll just call her mom." And so that was so touching to me because you're right. You know, you can lay a bottle next to an infant and it can still die, starve to death because it can't hold the bottle itself. So God has placed people in our lives to nurture us, and everybody's story is not the same, but most people were nurtured by their mother. So that is a very hard separation.
Right, right. Wow, that's something else. I like what you just said. You can put a bottle by an infant, and they're still starving to death because they can't feed themselves.
Exactly.
That's right, and that's such a true statement. That's true.
So, you know, yes. That transition is hard. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you good? No. I just thank God for everything He allowed me to go through, and He's yet healing me for the loss of, but actually He's healing me and my wife, you know, for the loss of our mothers, and He's yet doing it, and God is yet good. And so I want to tell your listeners that in spite of what you go through in your life, and in spite of what you've gone through, God is yet in your atmosphere.
My God.
And so let Him heal you while He's in your atmosphere, and let God bring you out like He desires to bring you out.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You know, there are a few people that I've witnessed just late recently who have lost their parents. And I remember T.D. Jakes one time said that he feels sorry for people who still have their parents. When he had lost his, he said, "I feel sorry for people who still have their parents and still have to go through that part of it," because he knows how hard it is. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes, ma'am.
And how this beautiful ministry, a lot of times, oftentimes, how these beautiful ministries and songs and poems and so forth are birthed out of our pain.
Right.
So,
and you're right.
Mm-hmm. Birth right
out
of our pain.
Yeah, they are.
Now you.
And you know what? But I thank God for every ounce of pain, because had I not had the pain, then I wouldn't have had the experience of writing these songs.
Mm.
And so I thank Him for allowing me to go through the pain.
Wow. And it allowed you to trust Him more. And that's what, you know, I understood you saying. That He said, like, I want you to solely depend on Me, even in this time. So that's amazing. Now you also dedicated your time to the citywide choir workshop. Tell us a little bit about the citywide choir workshop.
Well. I go to different cities, and it's so cold out here, girl.
I know. Yo, you in Detroit, honey. I forgot to tell our listeners you in Detroit now. So it's probably even a little colder up there. I know one thing, that down here tonight, with the wind chill factor, they are saying that it's going to get down to almost 30 below. So if you are listening to this, I implore you to check on the elderly, please. To let your pets in. I know you might not like them in the house or something.
Yeah,
put them up, you know, do something where they won't just freeze to death outside, tied to some tree or something. Just let the be humane tonight.
You're right. It's so cold. I just stepped out of here just to, you know, get some fresh air. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to go back in.
Ooh, honey, you know, what was that I read when they said it's so cold outside, even gangsters are pulling their pants up? So you
gangsters are pulling their pants up.
They're pulling their pants up. It's so cold outside.
But listen, when I do citywide workshops, I come in and do get your praise team right in your church. I get your choirs right. I'm the guy they bring in to fix your music department.
Oh, nice.
And so that's what they're telling you. Anything you need, y'all give me a call. Can I leave a number for them to call me?
Oh, honey, we're going to get all your information before we get off this here line. Because that was my next question, is how can we get your music, including your rendition of Silent Night? Thought I didn't know about that, too, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's you are so good. You done your own work.
Yes, sir.
Well, Silent Night is coming out on my new project. It'll be out on this new one that's going to be released the project will be finished and be released hopefully in June, July. And but the single, we're going to have the single out up until then, My Atmosphere, Silent Night. And they can go and purchase that. They can go to
Did I lose you? Hello, did I lose my host? Hello, host? I think I might have lost him. Hold on. Hello? That's like I lost my host here. But we're rounding things up anyway. But yeah, we need to know how to get your projects. And I know that you are currently working on a new project that's going to be released in the spring of this year. And
in June, in the summer.
Oh, in the summer? Okay. Well, honey, we want to stay posted on that too. We want to keep up with what God has you doing, and we need that anointing and that anointed music in our life. So I know you said that we could get some on iTunes and CD Baby.
CD Baby, iTunes. They can go to my Facebook page, and we have links on my Facebook page that they can go to and look at. I believe they got them iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com. I'm quite sure they have more. A website you can go get the single from. They can go to my pages. I'll call my manager. As a matter of fact, let me give you a number to call if they wanted to get in touch with me in any shape or form. First thing, I want to give them my cell phone number if that's okay.
That's honey. If it's okay with you, it's certainly okay with mother.
Yeah, it's okay. They can call me at 248-631-9792.
And what is your Facebook page?
Carnell Morrell.
Okay. And what do you have a website?
Not yet. I'm getting my website done as we speak.
Okay.
I'm getting it put up right now. And also they can call my boy Bruce Knight at 313-207-5786.
Okay.
Let me see.
313. Those are some good people, the Knights. Yes, they are.
Yeah, Bruce Knight. And they can also, I'm going to give them one more number
to
call. This is my business manager, and his name is Derek Grant. Derek Grant, Grant. And his number is, let me see what Derek's number is, 972-978-3509.
Okay.
Again, my cell phone number is 248-631-9792. Bruce Knight's number
313-207. 313-207-5786.
Right. Okay, right. And Derek Grant's number is, do you have that in front of you again?
Yes. 972-978-3509. That would be Derek Grant.
Yes,
that's the manager. Bruce Knight is 313-207-5786, if you're slow at getting a pen like some of us is. And then Minister Morrell's personal number is 248-631-9792. Or they can find you on Facebook at Carnell Morrell, correct?
Uh-huh, yes. Yes.
All right. Well, we're gonna stay abreast on your music. I declare, ain't nothing else gonna come out in the atmosphere, and I don't grab hold to it, because I'm telling you that has just blessed me. I'm telling, and the matter of fact, that's what we going out to is that song. So, but
oh wow,
is it anything more that you would want our listeners to know or that we can expect from you? I know you got a CD that you're going to be releasing sometime in June. Anything else that you'd like us to know before we start to sign off?
You know what I want y'all to know that I'm taking Mother T. I'm taking her on the road with me, and we're going to work all that out because it's time for the world to know who she is.
Woo, glory.
So, I'm letting y'all know now on air live that when I go out here on the road, I'm going to call Lady T and tell her, come on, let's go.
Well,
so that's the bottom line.
Woo, you know what?
We're going to all enjoy this atmosphere.
Woo, Lord Jesus. I would have fell out if I'd had my prayer cloth on me. I would have just fell out and covered myself up. Lord Jesus, you done made me excited. Thank you, God. See, that's what happens. Well, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Honey, you done renewed my strength just then.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
Yes.
They shall walk and not faint.
But I almost fainted,
Hallelujah. Though.
I almost fainted when you said that. I almost fell. Woo, that got me excited. Thank you so much for just being a guest tonight, being who you are, for loving your Lord, our God, as much as you do. Everything about it, your songs, your music, your humbleness, everything has been a true joy to us tonight. I do also want to tell my listeners to please always go to my website, MotherJenkins.com, to be able to keep updates, to be able to hear these interviews. And also, I'm going to, you know, when these interviews are over tonight, I'm going to be placing it on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. In case anybody missed it, they can certainly go in and listen again, including yourself. And, man of God, do you mind saying a prayer as we close out tonight?
Okay. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your presence, and we thank you, God,
yes,
for this conversation and this interview, and thank you for Lady T.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, God, as we go, there's somebody listening that's going through, that's dealing with issues.
Thank you.
That's going through family problems and marital issues and things in their lives. God, heal and deliver right now.
Yes, Lord.
Free and break every yoke and destroy every yoke. And we bless you, God, for your love. And we thank you for being in our presence and in our atmosphere. And God, as we, God, close this prayer, God, we thank you for touching us and blessing us with another day. And God, even in our future, we lift up our futures to you right now.
Yes, God.
And we thank you, God, for what you're bringing
glory
to us,
yes,
and what you're giving to us in advance. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you for making up all the time we think we lost. We thank you for making that time up. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Now, God, if there's anybody who's sick, if they're going through anything in their bodies, God, and the doctors have given up on them, God, heal them right now.
Yes.
And we thank you for setting them free. And God, as we leave this conversation, God, anoint everything we touch, everything we do, everywhere we go. God bless us, God, in our atmosphere. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, man of God. Carnell Morrell, for coming on the program, The Joyous Word, tonight. It has been a joy, unspeakable, to be able to interview with you tonight and have you on. I'm going to hold you to your word, too. So you stay on this phone after we end this program, because I want to get some information from you myself.
Yeah, I want to hear you play that song one more time, too.
Oh, we're going to play this song before we get off the air. That's what we're going out to. But I do want to also thank my listeners for tuning in. And you know, again, very quickly, you know, get in touch with this man of God, any ministry events you might have, get his music. We have to support one another, and we have to support the kingdom of God. So, again, his number is 248-631-9792. Minister Bruce Knight, 313-207-5786. And his manager, Derek Grant, is 972-978-3509. And thank you all for tuning in to the Joyous Word. We are excited about you. And if you are interested in being on the program, hit number up on Facebook. You know how to find me, or at my website, www.motherjenkins.com. And look up Minister Morrell, too, on Facebook at Carnell Morrell. God bless y'all. And remember always that when God is down to nothing, when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. And we are going out with my atmosphere. Hallelujah.
lift your hand.
Give him glory now.
Come on and worship him.